I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Mark Twain is famously quoted as saying, "Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it." Climate, when you think about it, is nothing more than weather conditions viewed over a long period of time. Climate change, and more specifically, global warming, is for many a hot topic these days. No pun intended. Tuesday evening, I went to Mountain Iron and joined about 20 others to hear what one group, the Citizens Climate Lobby, wants to do about it. But first, I wanted to know a little about the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability. That's the organization that was hosting the talk.
My name is Jim DeVries, and I'm a board member for the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability, also known as IRPS. The mission of IRPS is to facilitate collaboration towards a sustainable and thriving Iron Range. We try to do different speaking engagements once a month, which is the Sustainability Matters series, which is what we're doing tonight. Just trying to be a sounding board for folks to find out more about how do we become more sustainable on the Iron Range.
Facilitating community conversations about sustainability. Cameron Axberg is a Minnesota Green Corps member who organizes the Sustainability Matters talks. I asked him about other topics in the series.
Our topics have been vegetarian, sustainable Thanksgiving dinner. For December, we had just a competition about if you do something sustainable and submit a picture to us, you have a chance to win a local gift card. First one that we had was the local community college. We had them present some of their solar experiments that they've been working on and some of their plans to install solar plants at their local school.
Do you have other ones planned?
We do. We have two coming up. They're actually both going to be in March. One's going to be about household energy conservation. It's still in the planning stage. And then our other one will be with our local community gardens called Growing Together. And we're going to put on some winter gardening in our local greenhouse where we're going to hopefully get lots of kids to be planting gardens and learning how to do some of that. And then we're going to open it up to the public as well.
With that background, it was time for me to find out more about tonight's presentation by the Citizens Climate Lobby.
So I'm Katya Gordon. I am one of the group leaders from our volunteer Citizens Climate Lobby. We're in the Duluth North Shore area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Inberg. I work in Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm also with Citizens Climate Lobby.
We are a nonpartisan volunteer grassroots organization. We're just one of 360 groups, and we have a national legislative proposal is our single goal is to pass this. So we are very focused, but we also empower people to take part in their own democracy. That's kind of the way we do it.
We treat public officials with respect. We come to them with the expectation that for most of them, they actually really do have the best interests of the country at heart. They may come at it from a different ideologic standpoint. That's their right. But we really do try to treat people with respect. And that has gotten us someplace because this organization has only been in place for about 10 years. It started in 2007. And in that period of time, if you look at 2014, we had about 3-1, a ratio of 3-1 of Republican members of Congress who were willing to work with us. 2 years later in 2016, it was 10-1. So this is an approach that does work. I really think that they're trying to grope for an answer that is going to be market-based, that is going to be revenue neutral, that's going to grow the economy, but yet solves the problem without regulation. And this is one that does that. Citizens Climate Lobby is trying to get what's called carbon fee and dividend legislation passed through Congress, in which a fee that is rising over time is placed on carbon at the source. And then the money that is collected from that is sent out from the Treasury, 100%, back to the American people. And that has some pretty impressive economic results as a result, as well as drastically reducing the amount of carbon that we use.
To be clear, when they mention carbon, they're talking about the carbon dioxide that is produced with the burning of fossil fuels, such as gasoline and coal. So are you running into many people who think that the climate isn't changing?
Less and less.
It's very few.
It really is very few. I mean, I know there are people that maybe wouldn't tell us that. I really think most people are concerned about climate. A lot of people are not talking about it because it's an inherently kind of overwhelming topic.
And I think there's really actually good evidence to support it. The Yale Center for Climate Communication, after the election, asked over 1,000 Americans what they thought should be done about climate. And not surprisingly, liberal Democrats 100% thought that something should be done about it, tax it, regulate it, or both. But what I found really interesting was that 75% of conservative Republicans also believe that. So this is really becoming an issue that's becoming less politicized all the time, and we're getting a consensus around it.
So do you get many people who are, I believe in this, I understand it, but what can I do about it?
Well, that's really why we're here. It's true that one person isn't going to make a difference, but this group is exploding in numbers, and it is actually making a difference. We are a working group. We write letters to editors. We influence community leaders. We do these presentations, and we build relationships with our legislators. It's amazing how empowering it is to start acting on climate rather than just worrying about it.
I really think that part of my job here as a volunteer is really to kind of battle despair. But when people realize that there is a positive program that can protect the environment and grow the economy, that you do not have to have one or the other, that is something that is a very powerful and hopeful message.
The presentation lasted about an hour and focused primarily on a specific potential solution, rather than a rehash of problems or pointing fingers of blame. Now, not everyone agreed on all parts, and that was okay. There was respectful questioning and discussion. Grassroots democracy at its finest.
Hey, you missed the beat, the world changed, but you remain.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
I see you look at me with your beautiful eyes.